Is the United States as it is today really the country that the Founding Fathers envisioned? Honestly, the answer could go both ways. We still have our rights and must follow the laws, such as that we can state our opinions, but we can't threaten anyone. We can own guns, but we can't fire them upon any person unless in self-defense. We can exercise our own religion, but we can't force it upon others. And we also still have the right to choose our own government. But in other ways, this country is far from what the Founding Fathers envisaged. The Founding Fathers stated, "We the people," but we've come far as a country, and the system has somehow managed to become more of a me, you, and them society as our mindset has grown and adjusted itself to the modernization and selfishness of us as the human race. The initial intention of the Founding Fathers was to invite victims of war and suffering into a peaceful refuge, but as the years have gone by, we have unwittingly let in bits and pieces of their and our enemies. As time has gone by, we have experienced many situations, such as the Salem witch trials, because of our fear of the unknown. And even today, we are fear-stricken by the imminent and foreboding impedance of the pandemic on our once supposedly normal lives. In addition to this fear, we have the election coming up in just a few days, and many are on edge because of the insecurity of what the future may hold. But fear alone is not the only thing that has made our country fall away from what the Founding Fathers intended. Between the seduction of power and the mistakes we've made, we have set ourselves up to be at risk of losing the morality of the rights that we are given. As stated in the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal. Today, we may say that we are all equal, but mob mentality and greed are two very threatening factors that contribute to the deceptive inequality of the races, genders, appearances, powers, religions, and wealth of people. There are many, though, who can see through these deceptions and enlighten us, as a people, of our wrongdoings and show us how we can fix them. Just as there are some who can assist us to become better versions of ourselves, not everything about this country has fallen away from its initial state. A contrivance that has stayed as the Founding Fathers had premeditated is that when the people's government sees injustices before it, it should follow the Founding Fathers' ethic that justice will be served to those who are wronged. But if that is not the case, and the government continues to allow injustices to befall the people, it is the duty of us to change the government for the better. As earlier stated, we still have misunderstandings of one another because of our fear and greed, but the fact that we are all one people shows that we can still overcome the hardships that our country faces. We are allowed to, and even encouraged, to fight for what we believe, and we are all still united as one despite our differences, opposing opinions, and beliefs. There are always good people to level out the bad in our society. We can hearten each other and bring each other up. Times have changed, and we've become a different country from what we once were, and we are still fighting together as one big family. Everyone needs to be connected to one another, whether it be through disagreements or through agreements. We just don't acknowledge it because of our pride. Humans may be manipulative and mean, but people are still people, and everyone deserves love, just as the Founding Fathers believed.